Say, American songbook and very specific names come to mind. Gershwin, Porter, Irving Berlin, all great contributors to America's soundscape. But those are only a few threads in the grand patchwork that is American music. We've been taking an occasional deeper look at that patchwork, asking people in music, what do they think of when they think American music? Is it Nina Simone? Is it Woody Guthrie? Today we're asking Joy Williams. Born and raised just outside Santa Cruz, California, she was half of the Grammy-winning duo The Civil Wars with musical partner John Paul White. The Civil Wars disbanded last year. Joy's new album is called Venus. We're going to hear a little of that, but first, her picks. Joy Williams, welcome.
Thanks, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. And we're excited about hearing what you think of when you think of American music. Come up with a sample.
Oh, goodness. I feel like it was a really difficult thing to come up with a list because my list went so long and deep and wide. You know, you mentioned the greats and the classics. But to me as well, there's Billie Holiday needs to be included in that. Mm-hmm. I grew up listening to her my whole life, and
really?
I still put her on when I'm cooking dinner or if I'm driving and stuck in LA traffic, like I seem to be a lot more these days. And I just love, she has a song called Them Their Eyes that I just feel like encapsulates, I don't know, sort of the, even though it wasn't recorded in the 1920s, I don't think, it sort of captures that sort of roaring 20s, this sort of carefree time before a harder time happened in life. But I always loved that she had an ache even when she was singing something sweet.
Well, let's listen to a little of Billie Holiday's version of Them Their Eyes, recorded by Holiday in 1949. Let's listen.
I fell in love with you the first time I looked into them their eyes, and you have a certain little cute way of flirting with them there.
You know, you're right, Joy, that is American.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very much. I mean, can't you just imagine a dance hall just filled with people in beautiful clothes? And I just always love the way she sings, and there's a confidence with her, you know, especially as a woman in that day and age, she really found a way to carve her own niche and even get a little controversial at times, too, which I like that in a woman.
Well, and that brings us to your next selection. Let's listen, 1970, Janis Joplin's Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz?
Oh, Lord, from the stories that I was told, like, she was just a... like a firestorm everywhere that she went. And I think what I love the most about the song is that I think in a way this song sort of sums up this capitalist idea of I'm working hard and I would like my life to, you know, to evidence that. And I've always just, I think it's such a great tongue-in-cheek way of almost kind of blending this like church song feel with a front porch attitude, and also a little bit of that tongue-in-cheek of her sort of even, playing with the idea of a Mercedes-Benz would somehow be, you know, the epitome of making it.
So, very American sound there to you, Joy Williams. Your next choice, let's listen. This is Alabama Shakes, Gimme All Your Love.
So much is gone. But you could always come around.
Joy, what are you hearing here? I'm hearing Motown. I'm hearing everything here.
Everything. I mean, you hear jazz, you hear blues, you hear Motown. I mean, I even hear a little bit of Billie Holiday in some of her jazz vocal approach and how she's doing it. But then if you listen onto that song, she literally is like yelling at you and me to give, you know, give me all your love.
Good job.
love that there is a total embrace of this sound that they've created that feels very historic and yet also modern to me at the same time. And then isn't it always the American way to take what you have and then try and make it bigger or build off of that?
Brittany Howard from Alabama Shakes, another pick from Joy Williams. All right, let's set up this last pick from you. It's a voice not everyone might know, but you might have heard his work. It's Chris Stapleton. He's written for Kenny Chesney, George Strait, Tim McGraw, Adele. This is his own performance, Whiskey and You.
Come tomorrow, I can walk in the store, it ain't a problem. And they'll always sell me more, but your forgiveness, well, that's something I can't buy. Is there anything that I can do? That's the difference between whiskey and you.
I love the way Chris writes. In this song in particular, he almost speaks the what we would call the hook, you know, what we songwriters would call the hook. I mean, that's the difference, I think, between whiskey and you. And I'd love, it's harkening back to a different era of music, and it's, I hear Hank Williams, and I hear, you know, in that aching, in that way of talking about a bottle, and I think that also, I hear Waylon Jennings a lot in this too, you know, almost mountain songs, you know, where it feels very much rooted to the earth. And maybe not always flattering, but that's not a bad thing. It's so innately human that you can hear yourself in the song, too.
Well, Joy Williams, again, formerly of the Civil Wars, now this Grammy-winning musician, is out with her new solo album, Venus. Pick one cut for us that, you know, in which we can hear the American songbook.
Oh, interesting. I think, I don't know, there's like a few I feel like I could pick, but there's one song that's coming to mind for me where I've read an ancient tradition where women go off into the forest when they find out that they're pregnant, and they wait until they find a melody that they can attribute to the child, that becomes the child's theme song. I always loved that idea. But when I was pregnant with my son, Miles, I was on the road so much that I didn't feel like I even had a chance to hear that melody. So he was born, and in my arms, in the screened-in back porch of my house in Nashville, and I just remember holding him just pink and smelling so beautiful like newborns do, and all of a sudden, this melody came to me, which does not happen very often, and I saved it on my phone.
Well, and which song is this?
Sweet Love of Mine.
When you found me, I was all alone.
And then when the time came to write for this record, this melody came back to me. And there's a hint of an Appalachian feel. There's a hint of sort of the American song writing, in that it's a classic form of writing. And yet I did something a little bit different in the second verse, which I like to think is, I don't know, my own way of interpreting the classic song songwriting in this American age.
Joy, thanks for sharing your playlist with us.
Yeah, thanks for listening. I had a good time talking to you.